Alhamdulillah, this gathering, this majlis that is established with the fadl and the blessings and mercies of Allah, the objective of this gathering, of us coming together, of us being present in this gathering is one. And that objective is tazkiyah, rectification, purification. And what is tazkiyah? Tazkiyah is the hukum of the Qur'an. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَ وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَ. This is the order of the Qur'an. Allah Ta'ala has stated that every individual, every human being should do his or her tazkiyah, improvement, self-improvement. Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat, Hazrat Thanwi, rahmatullah alayhi, may Allah's mercy be upon him, has stated that this is fard ayn, this is fard, compulsory on every individual, that every mu'min, it is compulsory for him or her to do his own tazkiyah. And here tazkiyah, this special unique word that is being utilized, Allah Ta'ala stated, the ulama ikram, the respectful ulama stated, that Allah Ta'ala has pointed us towards the nafs, the desires. We have two opposition forces, or enemies you could say, of ours. And those enemies that we have, they are our enemies in this world and in the hereafter, for all of us. And the enemies in this world are for the hereafter as well. They are people, for example, might have enmity because of money or your status or your fame or etc. But that's got nothing to do with the hereafter. That's just the worldly factors, isn't it? But the true enemy has a link with this world and the hereafter. These are our enemies, the two enemies. Now these two enemies that Allah Ta'ala has selected for tazkiyah, for us to eliminate, and the pious predecessors and the elders have stated that tazkiyah is not for the shaitan, which is the first of our enemies. Rather, tazkiyah is for the second enemy, which is the base desires, the nafs. So what we realize is that nafs is bigger than shaitan in terms of our enemy, because nafs, the base desires, they are tricksters. Yeah, the nafs is a trickster. It even makes the shaitan look silly. And if we can control the nafs, then we have controlled shaitan. Say subhanallah. And this is the hint, the instruction of the Quran. We should have some tarteeb in our life when we do some work. This is such a big activity. We don't know what to do. Then how will we succeed? Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the points. Allah has given us the path. We should carry on following that path. May Allah Ta'ala's fadl be with us. Because we have to attain the destination of success in the hereafter. And what is our objective for the hereafter? La'allakum tuflihun. What is that? We want to be the successful people, people, the pious predecessors have stated. The meaning of tuflihun is that Allah becomes happy and we are saved from Jahannam. That's it. There's no bigger wealth than this. So every moment we should work to this fikr, and this is the shan, the glory of the mu'min. His every footstep, every breath should be going towards his manzil, destination, and he shouldn't go towards wasteful things. Foolish person, because this breath has been drawn out, will it come back? No, it's gone. This breath, if I utilize it for my objective, then alhamdulillah, in the kitab of Allah, it's very valuable indeed. Yes, successful breath, a successful action. He's used this breath for the reason that I gave him breath for, Allah Ta'ala will say, not that I breathe in and out and I do wrong actions and sins and I exercise, etc. And etc. These are secondary things. Same things that I'm breathing, okay, now let's do something on work, let's enjoy ourselves, let's enjoy life. This is not why Allah Ta'ala has given us breath. Rather, every breath Allah has given us for this reason, so we can attain success. That with every breath we should be earning the pleasure of Allah, and that's utilizing. And from one breath Allah Ta'ala becomes happy. From one breath Allah Ta'ala becomes razi. And this is how valuable is the breath of a human being, isn't it or not? Yes. And what do? Oh, we breathe in and out, we're talking rubbish, we're doing wasteful activities, wasting our time, and we carry out actions of people who are sinful, and how many breaths we are wasting. Is this a life? Think about it. So are we human beings or what? What are we doing? We don't even know what we are doing. There's no hisab. We can say, and Allah Ta'ala has given us iman, He's given us belief. Allah says that they have their own hisab. So what do? Why have we become animals? I don't understand. Allah Ta'ala says that we have got life without a leash, without any control. Every breath is for a purpose. Allah says, do your tazkiyah, do your rectification. And what is the tazkiyah? That Allah Ta'ala says, your nafs, your desire, not the shaitan. Don't worry about shaitan. Here, the word of tazkiyah, I'll say it quickly because we have to do dhikr. And a very good topic has come to my mind, alhamdulillah, with your nisbat, with the connection. This thought has come to me. I'm speaking a little bit that what the pious predecessors have taught us. So, tazkiyah, rectification, in tasawwuf, the name that's been given, this is islah. Yes, that to do the rectification of our nafs. So in purification, tazkiyah, we have to do islah of our nafs. So hey, subhanAllah, this is the meaning of tazkiyah. Not that we take a washing powder and start washing, like we're washing the clothes and we're purifying the heart. Or we use such a chemical that put this in and the nafs will become pure like a white cloth. No, the meaning of tazkiyah is to do islah. So to islah, to do purification. So we know when we go to a sheikh, would we say that we have come, what is it? Say it loudly. Islahi connection with the teacher. We've come to you for this reason that we want a spiritual connection with you. Islah. I've got a connection with the Shaykh for rectification. Now, we've said Islahi connection, but we don't know what it means. Whose Islah should we do? Who should rectify who? Who should help who? Whose Islah do we need to do? My own, other, my stomach, my eyes, my ears? Because for Islah, as I said, there are two enemies, Shaytan and Nafs. Can we do Islah of Shaytan? We can give tabligh to him and tell him Quran and explain. But Shaytan is the biggest alim scholar. Nobody can trick Shaytan. Influence Shaytan, we'll give him one dalil, he'll give us a dalil. We'll give another dalil, he'll give us a third dalil. And he'll make our ilm look useless, isn't it? Isn't this the case? So the pious we deserve stated this. So can we do Islah of another person? No. So whose Islah do we need to do? Say it loudly. Our nafs. Our desires. We need to rectify our desires. Yes, we should make this a lesson because we are in this majlis, we are students, we are explaining to each other, teaching each other, assisting each other, so we understand what we are here for. Everyone should realize what we are here for. Why have we come here? For what reason have we come here? To do islah. Everybody will realize why we have come. For what reason have we come? For islah, rectification. Why have we got a link with the sheikh? For islah, islahi connection, rectification link. Big point, and this is such a great reward that Allah Ta'ala has given this to us without any understanding, that we can do our islah via the company of the friend of Allah. And this is the meaning. There is no example comparing to this, but we don't appreciate this. We don't value this for even a dharra, an atom. So we think we have no need for this. And all of the meaning of muflehun, all of the meaning with regards to the muflehun, those who are the people, if for example, if there was no islah, if there was no rectification, Hazrat, what a great maqam, what a great status from our qabireen, the great pious predecessors in our chain, Hazrat Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Nur Al-Marqada, Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, that whose name shall we say, how many names shall we call out? There's a list. And they did islah. They did their own islah. Did they need islah? They had ilm, they had knowledge. But this was the hukum of the Quran. And then they admitted that if we did not go for islah to our teacher, then we would not be able to improve ourselves or correct ourselves and our ilm. The deficiency was that we had learned Quran and hadith and sunnah and we presented ourselves to our sheikh. Because it's not the islah of the insan, it's the islah of the nafs, of the desires. And the desires are such a thing that just like shaitan, for example, he had knowledge and Shaitan was caught there. But Shaitan, we can catch him. We can catch him, but we cannot catch easily the game of nafs. The greatest abid and zahid and the wali of Allah, when he drops from the heights, it's not Shaitan who tricks them, but the ulama, the scholars and great, great individuals, they've fallen from high pedestals due to the tricks of the nafs. What are the game and the tricks of the nafs? Oh, let's see what's the news today and open the phone and you're sitting there totally fine and he's just done work of the deen and nafs tells that person, oh, let's look at the news. You know, today it's important to listen to the news and you need to understand the current affairs, what's happening in the world. So this is the nafs. Yes, so if we don't learn the current affairs, what will happen? You know that we'll get left behind and this is important, etc. Yeah, this is important, the need of the world. Oh, what's happening today in BBC? And you get hold of the phone. So is this a small example of the nafs? And we take hold of the phone and we press the button, BBC, and the news comes out and the nafs is progressing us further down the field. And then an image comes and the nafs invites us to go further. Brothers, with regards to this, if we don't understand this, no worries, the picture's coming. And your niyyah isn't to listen to music, is it? Or your niyyah isn't it to listen to music or to see images? You just want to extract the news, the current affairs. What difference does it make? Oh, and there's difference of opinion in pictures today. Imagine this. To this extent, we carry on, and then we get to the naked pictures with ease for 2 hours. With ease, you will do all of the sins. Commit the sins with ease because the nafs has invited you and enabled you. Never thought about this before. Never will nafs take you directly to a bad deed. For example, when zina occurs, it's nafs that makes zina occur, not the shaitan. That what a big hukum in Sharia, that if anybody, even if he's a wali of Allah, even if he's a dervish, Even if he's a great personality, he has kashf, but beware to see, to go to the company of a woman. Even a woman cannot come without parda to take bayah. No, because there's no trust there when there's no parda. Oh no, he's my peer sahab, he's my sheikh, I don't need to do parda and barrier with the sheikh. And then now slowly, then they start to press their legs and continue from there. And then from jaseja, it goes to jane jana, and there's the lust comes in. So there's nobody who can trust the nafs today. And what is it that will take a person into Jahannam the most? The invitation from the nafs. So tell me, what should we do? That person who cannot do islah of his nafs, then tell me, how will he save himself? Don't take what I'm saying badly. How can that person be saved? How can that person be saved? It cannot be. That this is a big hukum of the Quran, that the person who doesn't do islah of his nafs, then definitely he's trapped in the games of the nafs. Definitely he's been trapped by the desires, the base desires, and the nafs traps a person in such a place that he gets trapped more, and he's taken to the net, that from all four sides, then he cannot even come out of the trap. Then he hides again. What shall I do now? So Allah Ta'ala has ordered that do your islah. Now here, the pious elders have taught us that nafs, we don't crush it or annihilate it. You cannot annihilate the nafs. But what is the order? We need to do islah of the nafs. We need to rectify them. So what we realize is that we can do islah of the nafs. We can rectify the nafs. Say subhanallah. There's nothing to be scared about. We are mu'min. So what we realize, then a person becomes very, mashallah, big-headed. Oh, subhanallah. So the thing that will take a person most to Jahannam, which is the nafs, Allah is saying, control it. And you'll get both things. Allah says, you'll get my pleasure and you'll be saved from Jahannam. So here the encouragement is further. That what's there to be worried about? You can do this. You can do islah. That's why I stated, the Walis of Allah have stated that do islah of the nafs, to rectify the nafs, improve the nafs, control the nafs, but we don't do this. Allah has told us the tariqah of islah in the Quran. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah, Allahu Akbar. Allah says, wasilata jahadu fi sabilihi la'alakum tuflihun. The pious elders have stated, the situation is such, that whenever islah takes place, when you have to do islah, then to rectify oneself, a person cannot do this himself. He cannot do this himself. How can you do the islah of your nafs? Because nobody understands the mechanism of the nafs, how it works. As I said, that for example, when the nafs makes you commit a sin, that he will make you feel that you're doing a good deed. He's making you feel good and lofty and with a height, and he's taking you to the high maqam, and then he drags a person down to the bottom pit, and he makes a person like he's got no attire on. He's totally standing naked without any covering. Unprotected, in other words. So for islah, the biggest asset is that we need two things to do our islah. The pious elders said that we need two things to do our islah. وَبْدَوْ وَجَهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ. The first thing is that a person needs an individual. He needs such a severe and strict, you can say a firm person who can take us from our necks and extract the nafs from us. Yes? And only that person who's recommended by Allah, who are the Allah walas, the friends of Allah, who have the nisbat, who have the link of the shaykh, and they have ijazah that you should do islah of the makhluk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside them has given them the capacity and the sift and the qualities and the nur that they have to do the work with the human beings and rectify them. So the shaykh, the mashaykh, the individual who is qualified, they have that power and that strength spiritually. Allah Ta'ala gives them that capacity and those skills, that when somebody comes to the teacher and says that I want to do islah of my nafs, then alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given them the capacity and the speciality that that insan who comes to the teacher, very easily and efficiently the teacher does islah of that student. Very easily and efficiently is lazim, that is, islah is done. This is the first point. That such individuals are those, the mashayikh, the walis of Allah, that in their words there's shifa, in their sight there's shifa, in their company there's shifa, subhanallah. In their speech, the disease of the hearts are annihilated by sitting with their thousands of sins are removed. These are the pious elders, the walis of Allah. Allah Ta'ala puts nur into their life, and they are the true deputies of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And into their life come the qualities and the attributes and the characteristics. That, for example, a person who doesn't have iman, and when the person who didn't have iman saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and straight away they would recite the kalama, they become ashiks and become walis of Allah, and they become
mu'mineen or Muslims. In the same way, after Rasulullah sallam, in the generations after that, the deputies of Rasulullah sallam, the walis of Allah, in their speech, in their sight, in their words, in their actions, for that person who's come to seek help, who wants to do his islah, who's come to seek islah, to do reparations. Remember, this is not for everybody. It was Abu Jahl was Abu Jahl, and Sadiq is Sadiq. Nabi was Rasulullah. And what was the difference? That a person who didn't want to be a Muslim, there's no effect on that person. He has no intention, no niyyah. He was no shifa, no nur had effect. But the person who comes for islah, for rectification, then from the teacher, he will not leave empty handed. He will get benefit from the teacher. Definitely, most definitely. Yes? So it is such a strong connection and company that there's effect of the company of the wali. If the student has the niyyah that I have intention, I want to do islah my nafs, and if I leave my nafs, then this will not leave me, and this will deliver me to Jahannam. And it's better for me that I better go to somebody, to a wali Allah or a teacher, and I do my islah, and I say to him that I want to create a link with you spiritually. Then Allah Ta'ala has given us the guidance, said that go to the person who can guide us. So should we do this, my friends, or not? And those who've done this, this should be their niyat. It's not a game, it's not a piri muridi, it's not for ta'weez, it's not for getting your business to flourish, and you don't come asking for sons, etc. No, here we earn Jannah, subhanAllah. Here Allah Ta'ala's pleasure is earned in the company of the waliyullah. The methodology is taught, the tariqah, how to earn. And it's not a game, the nafs says, the desire say, the nafs make us do wrong, and it makes us stop doing ibadah, and it plays with our ibadah rather. Plays with our deen, and the nafs will make us do ibadah, etc. Like we see, the, for example, big days come, and we celebrate things, Ramadan comes, the masjid's full, and the next day we don't know. After Ramadan, the same person is doing actions, the sins, that a person, nafs, he played the tricks with that person. Oh, you did ibadah, and Laylatul Qadr, you did du'as, and Mawlana Sahab, mashallah, they dimmed the lights, and he did du'as, and there's bakshish, you were forgiven, you can do what you want now. And all of the ibadah that's done for half an hour, after half an hour, after Ramadan, the nafs says that you are fine, you're qualified now, you're forgiven, now you can go to the left or the right, and you're fine, you don't need to do anything else. But those people who did the islah, who went for islah, for the islah of their desires, and they sit in the company of the mashaykh, then all year long it is Ramadan for them. All year long it's improvement and rectification. I remember a point here, and if the whole word comes in my mind, that for example, when somebody defines himself as a pious person, for example, the awliyaullah, we take the interview with that person. For this was a sheikh who said, when I used to hear someone's a sheikh, I used to take his interview. He said, Hazrat, I've heard that if after half an hour you realize you will pass away, what will you do? He said, oh, I'll do istighfar, I will ask for repentance from Allah. If you go to, he went to another person, if you realize that tomorrow your mouth is going to come, what will you do? He said, oh, I will do this amal, I'll do this action, and I will ask for forgiveness, etc. He said, then I went to another person, I went to a buzurg, a pious person. He said, Hazrat, if you were to know that your maut is going to come, what will you do? He said, I'll do the same what I'm doing today. I'll do the same, because there's no difference for me. I'm preparing all the time for my maut. Subhanallah. And this is islah of the person, rectification. And this is the standard a person should be on. Not that Ramadan comes, we become pious. No. Our every mu'min's duty, who has the fikr of the akhirah, then he should not be worried about these moments, about these words. And he doesn't. That, for example, your ma'mulat, that you have to wake up, you have to pray tahajjud, and do tasbihat, and you have to do dhikr, and talawat, and recitation. If you're hafiz, you have to do dawr, and revision, and you have to go and pray fajr, and after that pray ishraq, and after ishraq, you have to rest, and then go to the madrasa and teach. You have a ma'mul, you have a schedule. Yes? So, in Ramadan, when that comes, what change will you make? Will you make any change? Because you are already doing the right things beforehand. Yes? So maybe your Quran will increase a bit and you'll decrease other things. What time will you get? Allah Ta'ala has made for us a time that He has taken us away from eating and drinking. We don't need to run after chapatis or eating food or refrigerator. It will suppress our hunger. So that time when it comes out, that will give us extra time. Why has Allah Ta'ala given us that time? Why has Allah Ta'ala told us to stop eating and drinking? Because in Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala said that I have doubled the rewards for these people. So I've given them time to eat, and the rest of the time is the same. The same hours and minutes and seconds. Say subhanAllah. So, there's no time difference there, Ramadan or non-Ramadan. The time, the days, the hours, the seconds is the same. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ لَعْلَكُمْ تُفْلِهُونَ. Allah says, and seek to come closer to Allah. Seek to come closer to Allah. Remain conscious of Allah. How? By getting the company of good people, and strive hard and work make effort so you can come to a happy state. So what we do as students, we go to the wali, the mashayikh, and we say to a teacher that we want to become better. I can show you hundreds of thousands of people, even we're sitting there in the same group. Those people who've taken hold of a name of the hand of a teacher and said, I want to do my islah, rectify myself. I want to improve myself. So have we done islah? For this reason, Allah Ta'ala says, islah doesn't occur just by introducing yourself until you don't fulfill the second criteria. وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ That person we've gone to, the teacher, to seek learnings, he's become our guide, he's the deputy of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then we have to وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ We have to, according to the instruction of the teacher, make effort and work hard. For example, I'll give you an example. What is the striving and working hard? Not that we start praying tahajjud and ishraq, 100,000 tasbihs and keep nafal fast. We think that this is mujahidah. No, wallahi of Allah will tell us to do this. I said to my Hazrat, and I was newly bayah, and I was a new student, Hazrat, I want to do this, I want to do nawafil actions. Hazrat said, sabr, wait, pray 5 times salah. That's enough for you. You won't be able to do those extra actions that you're trying to do. You'll do it for a day, then you leave it. Do sabr, inshallah, the time will come, and then we'll tell you when to pray. I had no ijazah, permission for any nafal action, ibadah, voluntary, do awabin or do this and that. This is what we thought. What is the asal course that wajahidu fi sabilihi la'allakum tuflihun? What do we need to do when we go to the wali Allah, the sheikh? What effort do we need to make? How do we work hard? The mujahidah that we have to carry out is that we have to not follow our desires, our opinions, but we follow the instruction and the opinion and the direction of the teacher. If I say, oh, today I want to do dhikr, there's dhikr in this masjid after asr. If the teacher says, come. Now, if our nafs says, after asr, it's difficult for me, I eat at that time, some guests are coming. Now, the wali Allah, their words, they are not personal preferences. They're not for, they don't want to give pain to anybody. Here, the issue is that the teacher wants to train the nafs of the student that you need to go against your desires. This is the meaning of islah, that قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا Allah says that your nafs, your desires, we need to control them, we need to bring them into control, change them, and change them in this way, that we need to break our desires, and we need to follow the desires of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via the instruction in the direction of the teacher. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا Our desires, what does nafs say? Sleep now, what difference does it make? And you can wake up when you want, okay, put the alarm on, and then he makes us put the alarm on, then what does he say? Oh, you've set the alarm now, it's fine. In 2 minutes, you can toss and turn and more, and you'll make you toss and turn and sleep more. So right, you've got time to wake up. We'll go soon. And you do that soon, and the sun comes out. Oh, what's happened now? I've missed Salah. And that person has failed. Jamaat, it's time for congregation, Jamaat. And nobody comes. Oh, yes, what's happened now? I'll go now. Oh, but I need to go to Salah. He said, listen here, today is the program, there's a football match and there's a good teams are playing, but I need to go to pray Salah. And then you don't look at that, and your nafs invites you to leave Salah, and you leave the Jamaat, the congregation. So nafs tactics are ajeeb. So the thing that has been taught to us is jahadu, is that we need to strive and work hard. And the nafs point here is that a person, he becomes brave, he has courage, he has strength. That person who, if he gets the invitation of the nafs, he doesn't reject it, but he suppresses it, he crushes it. Mufti Taqi Sahib, Dhammadurrahmanirrahim, said that these are not easy words, that stop or go against the nafs. No, it's not easy to do that. It's easy to say that, but it's not easy to do. Mufti Taqi Sahib, Madhazal Ali, said, not that you have to totally reject nafs, no, but stamp on the nafs, crush it, that you are putting wrong desires into me and I cannot accept what you're saying. And this is tazkiyah, this is rectification, my brothers. So these two things, what do we do? That we say that when jadu comes, then we all fail and then we follow our desires. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Yes, the all murids, all students, but we follow our desires and our choices. No, it's fine, I'll do this. No, I'll do this. And no, it's okay, I do dhikr. My brothers, don't make excuses. We should be grateful to Allah on the first maqam that Allah Ta'ala has given us the straight path, which is according to the Quran, and he's given us a link with a pious elder, with a sheikh, a teacher. Subhanallah, we made intention. Allah didn't send us to a fraudster. He didn't send us to someone who deceives or someone who pulls money from people. He didn't send us to a worldly person. Allah Ta'ala, many people wander around in many attires and veils in front of them, but Allah Ta'ala, according to our desire and dua and our sincerity, Allah has given us a wali Allah, a good wali Allah, a friend of Allah, who more than himself, he worries about us and he focuses on us and gives attention to us. Subhanallah. If we get a guide like this. So is this not a maqam of shukr, of being grateful, or is this something to be afraid of? So Allah's karam and mercy. So the next thing we need to take the footsteps. Then we need to work hard. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ. Then we need to follow his instruction, understand his guidance, implement, inshallah, the wali Allah. He will take you according to the pleasure of Allah. And he won't take you against the Sharia. He won't take you against the Quran. He won't take you opposition to the Sharia. No, totally not. His whole practice will be according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah and according to the Quran. And what are the words of the Quran? My Hazrat said, first and foremost, that do not fear. Do not wilt, do not shudder, inshallah, inshallah. From me, whatever nasihat comes to you will be according to the Quran and the Sunnah. Guidance, keep on doing mashra with me and seeking guidance from me. And the Shaykh gives encouragement to the student. So my brothers, when this occurs, then what does Allah Ta'ala say? وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So now we have done these two actions. Allah Ta'ala says, what have you done? That you, for the sake of Allah, Allah says, for my sake, I've accepted your du'as, you had a sincerity. Allah says, I deliver you and take you to my wali, to my pious friend, I've given you his company. Then you have to do the second step, which whatever your shaykh says, instruction, whatever he tells you to do, whatever instruction, advice, direction he gives you, you make niyyah to do that. And when you do both of these actions, then Allah Ta'ala says, now I give you the answer, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. You have pleased me, and you have made Jahannam distant from you, far from you. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, that we become honest, true, solid Muslims, and our Jannah becomes muqaddar and full of light, and Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased with us. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.